In the name of him who said, I am the way and the truth and the life, my dear fellow believers, our word of God for today is from the gospel, Luke chapter 7, verses 11 to 15. These words were read just a few minutes ago. My dear fellow saints, it rips our hearts out, doesn't it? The news comes to us by phone or by text or email or perhaps in person. Mom has passed away. She died last night. After the initial shock, after all the questions over the details of what has happened, we ask, when's the funeral? And then our hearts and souls are wrenched as we go to the wake, as we view the body, as we cry our tears, give our hugs, as we sit through the funeral worship service, and as we trudge to the gravesite for one final goodbye as we bury our loved one. It rips our hearts out, doesn't it? But there is one person there who helps us get through all of this. One person there who knows how we feel. And he goes with us to the funeral home, to the church, and on to the gravesite. There is one person who comes to us. And he reaches out to us. And he hugs us. And he gives us the comfort that we so desperately need when death shatters our daily life. And that one person is Jesus. Huh? And just like he attended the funeral here in our scripture text, he attends to us in all of our dealings with death in this world of ours. And so this morning, let's remember what happens when Jesus comes to a funeral. When Jesus comes to a funeral, first off, we'll see his heart goes out to us. And we'll see also that he conquers death with his word. Now, while all funerals deal with death, and all funerals have a certain amount of sadness to them, this one in our text, that's one of the saddest funerals you'll ever find. Again, we read these words. As Jesus approached the town gate, a dead person was being carried out. The only son of his mother. And she was a widow. He was her child. Her only child, her only son, her source of income, her only comfort. And she had done all of this before with her husband. Sometime in the past, she had buried him. How many tears can you shed? How many times can you cry your eyes out? This poor widow was finding out as she once again made that gruesome trip to the cemetery. The questions must have swirled in her head. Who would take care of her now? Who would provide for her? Who would she be able to talk to? And how could she carry on the family line with no son? This widow was all alone now. And all of the townspeople of Nain couldn't make up for her dearly loved son and her dearly loved husband. My dear Christian friends, who have you walked with to the funeral home and then on to the church and then to the cemetery? Who have you cried your eyes out for? A dear father or mother? A dear husband or wife? A dear son or daughter? Maybe it was a trusted friend of yours that you can't share a cup of coffee with anymore. Maybe it was a coworker who left you with no one to confide in at work. Maybe it was a neighbor who just up and died and left you with nobody to converse with over the backyard fence anymore, huh? Maybe it was someone else in your life, but we've all been there and we've all done that. We've been all through that loss that death brings us. And it's always a poignant thing. Dealing with death never gets natural, and we never get used to it. But into this picture and onto the stage steps Jesus, our Savior. And look what we hear when Jesus comes to a funeral. We read, when the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her. And he said, don't cry. His heart went out to her. This is our Lord Jesus. This is our God. This is our Savior who is acting. His heart went out to her. Literally, in the original language, it says his inner organs, right? The place where his emotions are. The place where all of those feelings reside. All of that went out to this widow. Jesus felt right along with this woman in her dealings with death. He empathized with her. He felt as she did. Inside, Jesus was crying right along with her because he knew what it was like to face death, and he knew what it was like to cry at death. In fact, later on, Jesus himself would experience the death of his dear friend, a man named Lazarus. And because of that, we have the shortest English verse in our Bible, which simply says, Jesus wept. Yeah. That's what Jesus did when he went to the funeral of his dear friend Lazarus. Jesus wept. Jesus cried. Death had ripped him apart, because that's always what happens when Jesus comes to a funeral. His heart goes out to us. Now, when Jesus says here, don't cry, he's not saying that it's wrong to cry or that we shouldn't ever shed tears at a funeral. What Jesus is saying here is, dry your tears. You can stop your sobbing now. You can stop your crying because I'm here and I can do something about your grief. Yeah, Christians cry at funerals, but they do not mourn as those who have no hope. That's because when Jesus comes to a funeral, he's able to help those who are crying. He's able to help those who are grieving. When Jesus comes to our funerals, his heart goes out to us in the same way. He feels right along with us when the phone rings. And the voice on the other end says, Dad has died. He feels right along with us when we have to go to the funeral home and greet all the family and friends and reminisce over our dear departed loved one. He feels right along with us when we sit there in the church pew and openly cry our tears during the sermon. He feels right along with us when we have to drive in that funeral procession with the car lights on so that people will know we're headed for the cemetery. Yeah, Jesus mourns right along with us when we hear those words at the cemetery, ashes to ashes and dust to dust. When Jesus comes to our funeral, he is really there and he is with us. He's relating to us in all of our grief. He's holding us in his arms as he empathizes with us completely. But here's where it gets different from our funeral attendance and other people's funeral attendance. All we can ever do for somebody else's funeral is go there and show support. All we can ever do is hug and comfort and maybe say a kind word. But when Jesus comes to a funeral, he also comes as God and Lord. He also comes as the all-powerful Savior who can and who does act on our behalf. In fact, that's why Luke calls him in our text, the Lord. Because that word means the absolute ruler, the divine Messiah, the one who will come to rescue his people. When Jesus comes to a funeral, that's God coming to a funeral. That's God coming with all of his power to conquer, all of his power to heal, and all of his power to comfort. And when Jesus does all of that for us at our funerals, he comes with his powerful word. He speaks, and death flees. He speaks, and help comes. That's the second part of our sermon, as we remember what happens when Jesus comes to a funeral. He conquers death with his word. We read again. Then Jesus went up and touched the coffin, and those carrying it stood still. Jesus didn't run away from death. He didn't try to ignore it. He didn't try to deny it. He went straight at it, and he faced it head on. He grabbed a hold of the coffin, that funeral bier or couch that the dead body that was wrapped up in, that body was lying on. You could almost hear the people gasp as Jesus does that, because Jewish people didn't touch dead bodies. Jewish people didn't want to touch anything that was dead. That made you ceremonially unclean. You simply didn't go around touching dead things unless you absolutely had to. Because then if you did, you had to go through a purification ceremony. But that didn't stop Jesus. He goes right up to the dead body. He grabs a hold of the coffin so that everybody could see he was stronger than death. And then he speaks. He speaks right to the dead person. He speaks right to death itself. And he says, young man, I say unto you, get up. This reminded me of a famous poem by a man named John Knowles when he writes, death, be not proud. Though some have called thee mighty and dreadful, thou art not so. Jesus orders death around as if it's some sort of slave. And by his command, get up, Jesus raises this young man back to life, and he puts him back up on his feet. You see, Jesus forces death to let go of his captive and release him. We Christians can get some real power from this text and stand up to death whenever it rears its ugly head among us. Will we be afraid as we face death in our world? Of course. Will we be sad and fearful when we face the death of a dear loved one of ours? Of course. Will we be afraid when we face our own death? When it's obvious that the years are running out on us? When the doctor says, there's nothing more we can do for you? Of course. Don't be surprised if you ever feel afraid of death. I am. That's simply part of our sinful nature. We were not created to die. We were created to live. Sin has invaded our planet, and sin always brings with it death and misery and fear. But just like Jesus conquered death with his word, so we also conquer our fear of death with Jesus' words. Because when Jesus comes to a funeral, he comes with all of his words for us to use on ourselves, to use on our families, and to use on our friends. Words such as these. My sheep listen to my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Words such as these I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Or words such as these. I know that my Redeemer lives, and that he shall stand at the last day on the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, whom mine eyes shall behold, and not another. Or words such as these. Jesus Christ has conquered death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. When Jesus comes to our funerals, he conquers death for us with words like that. And the proof that death has been conquered? Well, in our text, it's the fact that the young man began to talk. Again, we read, the young man sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. Death had been beaten, and the fact that this young man was now talking is the evidence. What a joy that must have been to his mother. Can you imagine how she must have felt? Once again, she could hear the voice of this child that she had given birth to. Once again, she could speak to him, and he could hear. Once again, they could share their lives, laugh together, eat together, enjoy their lives together. That's why Jesus gave him back to his mother. Oh, what a glorious day it will be when once again we will be able to talk with those who have left this earth and have gone to heaven, huh? Can't you just hear their voices? Listen. Can't you just hear your mom or your dad or your husband or your wife who died and have gone on to heaven? Can't you just hear your brother? Or your sister, your son, or your daughter, your best friend, or whoever it is in your family or among your friends, or members of your Christian congregation here at Our Savior, whom you've had the funerals for? Can't you just hear them talking? Hear them laughing? Hear them telling you all their stories, right? Hear them speaking? Even seeing the twinkle in their eyes. Yeah, when Jesus comes to a funeral, he conquers death with his word, and he gives us his promises that he will give those loved ones back to us in a whole new life in heaven. So my friends, let us face our funerals head on. Let us cry. But then let us dry our tears and eventually stop our crying. Let us remember the words of our God, who tells us not to weep as those who have no hope. Our Jesus has conquered death, and it is life, not death, that is in charge here on this earth. Life in the one who said, I am the way and the truth and the life. And then let us look forward to that day when we will be done with all of our tears and done with all of our crying. And be able once again to hear those voices of those people that we love and those people who love us, especially the voice of Jesus Christ himself. Because that's what happens when Jesus comes to a funeral. Amen.